You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
We shift our attention to the Lakers and LeBron James right now as we go out to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Jovan Buha, of course, of the Buha's Block, joining us here at 92.3 The Fan. Jovan, what's up today, man?
I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
We're good. We're trying to figure out, obviously, as many things as you're trying to figure out right now as well in relation to LeBron James. So it's been an interesting, 72 hours or so. Obviously, we had Kurt Heelan and his report yesterday suggesting the Cavs not that interested in LeBron. But as we sit right now, how do you see this ending with LeBron and the Lakers?
I see this ending with him staying in L.A. I think that's by far the most likely outcome right now. We have seen this playbook from LeBron before of applying public pressure to try to get his current team to upgrade the roster. And I think that is the most likely outcome here. Now, I will note, I think the one potential difference, if this does end up playing out a different way where he eventually asks out and ends up getting traded, is just that the finish line is in sight. Whether it's another year, another 2 years, maybe 3 years tops, although I think that's pretty unlikely. Like, the finish line is there for LeBron, and if he really wants to win a fifth championship, I think you can make a case that there are at least a handful of teams that would, that are ahead of the Lakers currently in the pecking order. And if he did go to a Cleveland or a New York or a Golden State or a Dallas, like, could that situation, depending on the pieces that those teams give up, potentially be a better one for him to compete for that fifth ring? So I think it really just comes down to what he wants, right? Because I think he's enjoyed playing in LA. He's enjoyed the off the court business ventures that he's had and just like growing his roots there and his family being there. And I think that's a big element of why he's remained, despite them not always being the most competitive or being a contender. But at this point, if he really wants to win a fifth ring, I think you can argue that it would potentially make more sense to go somewhere else. So he opted in. He chose the money over the flexibility in terms of opting out and either signing somewhere or sign and trade or something like that. So he did show he wanted to retain that money. But now, it just kind of comes down to, is he willing to actually demand out and potentially get traded for the first time in his career?
Jovan, I was listening to a couple of days ago, and they had the podcast with him and Steve Nash. And you hear LeBron say, it's not all about rings and why we have live in a ring culture. And he got eviscerated by everybody. Old people, young people, new NBA guys, old people. They just was like, listen, you already know what this is. You're LeBron. You know how we judge this game. Is there something inside him that, because I think there's a lot of people that have seen that ring culture come, and I also believe that they've already moved people past him. There's, Kobe Bryant untimely passed. There's a lot of people who are now mentioning Kobe Bryant as head of LeBron. Is there anything left in him that says, listen, if I can get me one more, I can move the needle on some of this conversation? Or do you think it's just at this point, he just only has a couple more years to go and he's just ready to ride it out in L.A.?
I think that's a really good question. I don't want to speak, obviously, for LeBron, but I think he's wanted to win more championships. He had, obviously, the run in the 2010s of the eight straight finals and
just having the misfortune of running into a juggernaut of a team, maybe the best team we've ever seen in that Warriors team in 2017 and 2018. And even you know, in 2015, being banged up with Kevin Love and Kyrie. Then they pulled off the 3-1 comeback, of course, in 2016. But like, just had some misfortune. And I think he's only been favored in three of his 10 finals appearances, maybe two or three. It's a pretty low number, where I believe MJ was favored in all six of his finals appearances. So this is one of those things that it's a barbershop conversation. It's a bar conversation with your friends about who's the GOAT, who's better, who's this, who's that. I do think that, one thing, for me, LeBron's the GOAT. I think he's the greatest player of all time. But if you're doing the LeBron versus Kobe thing, people on the Kobe side will bring up he's got five rings, LeBron has four. So I think there's an element there of, if he got that fifth ring and if he somehow got that sixth ring, then people can go to the finals record or whatever. But really, that conversation shifts where for a lot of people, the rings are the trump card of, if you have more rings and you're at the highest level of the game, then that's the thing that differentiates a LeBron versus a Kobe or LeBron versus a Jordan. So I'm sure on some level that there's that just like carrot of, if I could get a fifth ring or a sixth ring, there's really nothing else anyone can say about who's the GOAT, or they can't use that against me. But I just think it's how he's like, this guy's been a winner at all levels, high school winning state championships and then getting to the NBA and immediately having success and going to the finals at a young age and winning MVPs and stuff. Like, this is just how this dude is wired. This reason why I think he's the greatest player ever, and at least at minimum, the second best player ever. So I think it's more so like his competitive spirit, but I'm sure you can't not think about, if I had a fifth ring that puts me at the same tier as Kobe in terms of rings and one under Jordan. And I think for some people that probably would shift them from, the MJ side to the LeBron side. I don't think many, but I'm sure there are a few.
Jovan Buha, of course, of Buha's Block, joining us here on 92.3 The Fan. Let me ask you, if it's not the Lakers, what team would the Lakers the most be interested in dealing a trade with to go ahead and get the compensatory picks, everything else in return for LeBron?
I think the two East teams that I referenced earlier in Cleveland and New York would make the most sense. You would be sending him to the opposite conference, so you don't have to worry about potentially facing him in the playoffs or that coming back to haunt you that you shipped out LeBron. With New York, there are a couple packages that work financially. You could do Karl-Anthony Towns straight up, or you could do some combination of OG Anunoby, Mitchell Robinson, Deuce McBride. So you get a starting level wing, which I think the Lakers really need, a defensive minded wing like an Anunoby, then you add Mitchell Robinson to what they have. And it's not the best packages. And then I think with Cleveland, the issue with Cleveland is just that they're second apron team. So they either have to do some sort of salary dump to get under the second apron and then do the trade with the Lakers, or they could expand it to a three team trade, but it's potentially costing you, depending on the outgoing salary. It could even cost you Jared Allen and Darius Garland, which I think is a heavy price to pay for the Cavs. So that's where I think from Cleveland side, it might not make the most sense, other than, of course, it's LeBron and the homecoming. And I think it would be fascinating to see LeBron with Donovan Mitchell and Evan Mobley. But I think for the Lakers, if you could get a Jared Allen type, that's the type of center you've been looking for years. So I think those two situations, depending on the packages, would potentially make the most sense, just because, again, you're sending him east. Those are two teams, obviously played in Cleveland, but New York, it's a big market. They've wanted him for 15 years, and maybe that can make some sense. But otherwise, Dallas and Golden State, I think, would be two other teams in the mix. But I just think there's a lot of risk with potentially sending him.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
West.
That is fascinating. You talk about Darius Garland and Jared Allen. Let's go ahead and, I'm going to get your ideas on this and extrapolate this out a little bit. Now, listen, this is all speculation. Just put that out there. But if you do have a Jared Allen, if you do have a Darius Garland moving west and you get LeBron, you got Donovan Mitchell, as well as Evan Mobley. We've been asking him to take a step, given the fact that they did go out and do some things. They got Lonzo Ball, Larry Nance Jr. comes in. They still got DeAndre Hunter, Max Strus, those guys. Does that move the needle more than staying pat? For the Cavs as constituted, does that really move the needle? And does that put the Cavs in a place where you would say that gives them an opportunity to say if they played a championship team like OKC in the finals, that the Cavs could, obviously win a championship with LeBron coming back?
It's an interesting question. I think it really just comes down to, like, who are the outgoing pieces, right? And if it's a situation where you can dump one of the lesser guys at the end of your roster or a couple guys to get under that second apron, then maybe, one thing that works financially or close to works is like Jared Allen and DeAndre Hunter as the base of a LeBron trade. And if you could keep Garland and have Garland, Mitchell, LeBron, and Mobley, and then, you figure out that fit starter spot, like, that's a pretty good team. And I think for people look at age 40, about to be 41, year 23, but he was still a top 10 player last year. He was second team All-NBA, sixth in MVP voting. Like, LeBron is still an amazing player. And especially if he doesn't have to carry as much of a load with Donovan Mitchell and Evan Mobley and Darius Garland there, I think that's the best quartet in the NBA. I don't even know if it's, that there's one that's close to that. So I think they have a real shot. Obviously, the depth and the defense and some of the size would shift, and looks like they'd be playing more Evan Mobley at the five and just be a bit of a different team from an identity perspective. But if you can keep LeBron healthy and get him to the playoffs, we know about the history, we know about the track record, and him potentially winning that fifth title in Cleveland, second title for Cleveland, like, that would obviously be a storybook story. So, it's tough to say without knowing exactly all of the outgoing players, but if there was a way to minimize and make it maybe only a couple of rotation players, Jared Allen plus something else, I think they would still be right there at the top of the East and have a real shot to win a title.
Yeah, obviously you cover more than just the Lakers. You do all the NBA. Like, if I were to ask you and say, let's say Kobe Altman just keeps the whole entire thing in one piece and the core four remains and there's not a big splash or a big trade and Lonzo Ball is the only true addition that you have while Ty Jerome leaves, is that enough of a weaponry to go ahead and have the Cavs be NBA Finals winners? Or are you looking at them as maybe just a team that didn't get out of the second round once again?
No, I think they're much better suited, and it certainly, in my opinion, is partly circumstantial in terms of, I think their two biggest threats in the East both just suffered devastating blows. In Boston with the Tatum Achilles tear, and then gutting their roster with Porzingis and Holiday, and who knows if they're done gutting their roster. It seems like they are, but they're still right there around the second apron. And then Indiana with the Tyrese Haliburton Achilles tear, and then them now losing Miles Turner in free agency. So I, like, the Cavs already won 64 games last year. I expect them to be at worst in the high 50s, but most likely in the low 60s again. And to me, they're clearly the best team in the East. I think they're going to take their lumps from how the season ended, and they're going to, like, I think they got to change some things schematically, and I think the Lonzo Ball addition is huge, and he's a guy who I could see closing games depending on the lineup they want to go with, and maybe if it really gets to a point where there are some questions about Garland and Mitchell in a closing sense against certain teams, and they're able to target one or both players, then maybe you close with Lonzo. Like, I think if you got to keep him in bubble wrap, right? You got to keep him healthy throughout the season. But if you can, I think he could be a really valuable playoff piece as a bench guard. And I think about like what Sean Livingston did in Golden State in a different phase of his career. I could see Lonzo having that type of impact. Different types of players, but like I could see him having that level of impact. So I still have Cleveland at the top of the East. I think, again, they're going to win 60 plus games and they should at least make the conference finals, if not more. Obviously, New York and Orlando, I think, are the other two big competitors, but I would pick Cleveland head to head over either one of those teams.
You look at the new, the new collective bargaining, and we talk about the second tier and apron and things like that. You see a lot of teams selling, a lot of teams ownership. We talk about the Lakers and the Celtics, and it just seems crazy. The Celtics were just the big bad wolves just a year ago. They have one injury to Jason Tatum. Now, Porzingis is gone. You lose Drew Holiday, Derek White. Even people are talking about him being on the trade block. Is this the intended consequence? Is this what the owners wanted when they signed this deal? Because it just seems like teams have 1 or 2 years to really go for it and get it done before you have to start thinking about the ramifications of being in the second apron. Do you think this is the way they envisioned it?
I think it's been a little bit more extreme than they envisioned it. I do think that they wanted to increase the parity around the league. I think they wanted to even the playing field, give smaller and mid-market teams better opportunities to compete with. Just looking at even the last, 10, 15 years of the league, it was very heavy of the Miamis, the Golden States, the Boston winning, and the Lakers. And there's, of course, been exceptions with Cleveland and Milwaukee, and I guess Toronto is a big market overall, but by NBA standards, because it's in Canada, maybe it's not viewed that way. So I think like they've wanted to kind of shift it more toward the NFL model. That's something that Adam Silver has referenced multiple times, is wanting to be more like the NFL and having that parity and having that optionality to any team can win on any given year. I do think there was something like novel and fun about OKC in Indiana. Like, no one had that on their bingo card. I think OKC, of course, was the favorite going into the season, but like no one had Indiana making the finals, I think, even going into the playoffs, let alone like at any point during the regular season. So that was fun. That I think it was a fun finals. And if Haliburton doesn't go down in that first quarter, I think Indiana had a real shot to win, and that would have been a really fun game seven. So I think the season, like, I think the NBA is in a much better spot than people talk about it, but the owners created this. The owners wanted this, and I think it's had some unintended consequences where now you have a Milwaukee stretching Dame Lillard and eating $23 million a year for the next 5 years, which is just absolutely insane. So I think there's been some unintended consequences that they did not foresee, and it's going to be interesting to see how they navigate this moving forward and potentially try to make some changes to the CBA.
Check him out at Buha's Block, Jovan Buha. We appreciate the time and the insight, and we'll catch up with you later. Thank you so much.
Appreciate you guys for having me on.
All right, good stuff right there with Jovan, and we'll react to a little bit of what he had to say, especially with LeBron. Does it matter where LeBron goes if it's not the Cavs? 216-474-0092. G-Bush, Jonathan Peterlin with you guys right here, Afternoon Drive on The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.